Dave at the Waitemata Taihoreki Golf around 2 this afternoon and about 5 past 5 at Unihunga. Rawiri Waititi is with us for a kōrero. Tēnākoe, Rawiri.
Morena,
tātou. Okay, well, it's not tiddlywinks out there, man. And we've got to be pumping. Our peeps want to know what's happening for Tau Māori. And, of course, people prioritising other areas. What do you think of 300 cops? Do you think that's pandering to middle New Zealand? Or do you think it's 300 more police that could help to lock up more of our peeps?
Well, here's the problem. They think they can police their way out of poverty. That's the problem. And that's the issue we've got at the moment. So, you know, like I've said before on this program, if the male prison population in Aotearoa, 50% are Māori, and the female prison population is 64% are Māori, what they're saying is that we're going to lock up more Māori, and it is pandering. And this is the problem with the issue with social theory, which is creating moral panic and fear in people, is that you're just going to put more people out there, more cops out there, to ensure they continue to lock up people. And I'm just saying, you are not. The greatest violence you can inflict on anybody is poverty. And so putting more police out there on the line might make some people feel more safer, but doesn't make us feel more safer, because we're more racially profiled than anybody else in this country. There are reports that show there is systemic racism in the police. I have issues with that.
Okay. Well, look, this is absolutely vital. When we talk about threats to whānau ora or initiatives Māori that have been positive, that's beside the fact that, you know, it appears that both leaders of the main parties are picking politically low-hanging fruit. Some of the major issues that Te Pāti Māori have advanced, for instance, seemingly pushed to the side, like military neutrality, for instance, or big-ticket geopolitical items, the threat of economic slumps globally, militarisation in the Pacific. I mean, we've hardly heard a word from mainstream parties about that.
We won't, because, you know, those are issues that are not a priority to them. They are concentrated on, like I said, on the issue, the social issues of moral panic and fear amongst elderly Pākehā. And so, you know, this is the issue we're facing in this particular election. It's going to be an election based on those trying to fight for the middle ground. And at the end of the day, when you get that type of politics, there's only one lot of people that's going to suffer from that. That's going to be Te Rere Māori. And so instead of looking at preventative education issues and looking at how we can prevent many of the poverty issues that are facing our people, what they're going to do is they think they can arrest their way out of poverty. What they're thinking is that they can continue to put millions of dollars into a war that we've got nothing to do with. And what we should be doing is preparing more for about protecting the Pacific and our whanaunga across the moana. Those are the big issues that we're going to be facing in this election. And at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be our people that are going to wear the brunt of many of the decisions made by those two major parties.
They say that, your Uncle Willie says that David Seymour is the most dangerous man in New Zealand. Where does Winston Peters sit politically for you?
Oh, I just think David Seymour is a younger version. Because, you know, that they're preaching the same thing and they're going after the same voter.
Explain.
Well, Winston has used Māori for a long time as a political football in his politics. David Seymour is doing the same today. And so this is the reason why Winston has found it very difficult to fly his to fly New Zealand First, is because, you know, they're after the same voter.
Interesting. What about your own advocacy for Māori? Obviously, first and foremost, you were wanting to retain your seat, but you seem to be a front runner there. How else can Te Pāti Māori be as effective as you would like it to become? Where's the battleground from your read?
Well, my thing is, you know, the fear mongering about people saying, you know, if you don't want to act in national, you can only vote one particular way. We've got to get out of this thinking that it's all first past the post. MNP, there shouldn't be any major parties. MNP should allow for all parties to negotiate their policy platforms. But we still think in FPP, first past the post. This is not a first past the post system. This is a mixed member proportional electoral process we've got here. And there shouldn't be any major parties. No way should there be any major parties. It should be made up of a whole lot of parties, ensuring that there's a diverse voice in Parliament. That's the first thing. The second thing is the Party Māori going after two ticks this year, I think is the most strategic thing anybody can do, especially in the Māori seats, ensuring that they get the candidate and the party vote. If Labour at 26%, them getting the Māori seats is going to change their 26 or 27%. But them getting 26 or 27% and the Māori Party getting all seven seats would mean that if you were voting on a left block, that would mean a stronger political voice on the left block, because Labour will still get their 27% that they're currently on, 26, 27% that they're currently on. The Māori get seven Māori seats. That is 26% plus the seven Māori seats on the left block. So if we used our brains, and if we voted in an MNP system, whether it be more effective, we could ensure that there was a stronger left bloc voice. Unfortunately, the left or Labour and the Greens don't do MNP very well. National do MNP very well. They've ensured that ACT have had a voice there for a long time by giving them Epsom. And now look, ACT is well over the 10% threshold. And will ensure that that Labour get that National get a government majority in the next in this up and coming election. In terms of Te Pāti Māori, we will win Wairiki, we will win Te Tai Hauauru, and we will win Ikoroa Rāwhiti. That's on a bad day. On a good day, we will take all seven.
Tēnā koe. Let's talk about your art auction, please. Tell me about this one. Was it last night?
It was last night. It was a magnificent evening. I do want to thank the Kuau space for allowing us to do our art auction there in Tauranga Moana, Tangamihi Kia Rātou. I also want to thank all the artists that donated to the art auction. Here's the problem, mate. You know, we don't have the $8 million of donations that National have. We don't have the $4 million that the ACT Party did. But what we do is we have the richness and the wealth of our people. And so I just want to thank all our artists for giving to that particular kaupapa, for allowing us to make a little bit of money to get out to our people, to be able to reach the smaller parts of our electorate, but also to be able to get around to our bigger parts of electorate, like Rotorua, Tauranga and Taupo and Whakatane and places like that. So it was a magnificent night. The artists that gave to that particular kaupapa, oh, jeez. I tell you, they are actually some of the most exceptional artists in Te Iwi Māori. And we're able to, you know, put a bit of henu in the tank to get us through this election.
Do you buy anything?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But, I tell you what, it was a very competitive and in some cases very aggressive auction where people were absolutely fighting for some of those pieces.
Tēnā koe. How much money did you make?
We made around about 45k.
Wow.
You know? Like I said, it's not like the 8 million National or the 4 million that ACT get propped up by business owners that don't have to, that are not tied by this apolitical rubbish that they scare our people with. But it was our people coming together, and it was the richness of our movement allowing us to continue to do the mahi.
How hoha do you get that, the monies that have been funneled into centrist or even centre-right or even extreme right-wing politics in New Zealand comes predominantly from companies that benefited from denying Māori an opportunity, an equal opportunity in the space? You get where I'm coming from here, because a lot of the profit, a lot of the old money in New Zealand, completely off the back of the injustices our people had to endure. And here they are funneling that dubiously gained DOSH into right-wing political efforts. Do you think most New Zealanders can see the connection?
I don't think they can, but they do. The only connection they see is that when Māori do it, and we're open and transparent about it. You know, they use that as, oh, no, the brownies can't, shouldn't be able to do that. They do it all the time. And like I said, and you know, the neoliberal reforms of the 80s have allowed many of these, the privatisation of those companies and many of these rich whānau to benefit out of that. Those were political decisions. You know, many of them get the tax breaks. Not, you know, many of them only pay 9.4% of the of tax, while the rest of us are paying 20.4 to 30% on tax. Many of them are receiving, you know, over half of somebody's, you know, somebody's income for the rentals that they, you know, for the rental on second, third, fourth properties that they own, you know, and there they are feeding the National and ACT Party. You know, business, these are business owners. And these are farmers who have benefited from the ballots that their crowers had got when they came back from World War II, that many of our crowers didn't get, that the land was given over to them, but they still continue to benefit from today. Let's open this up. Let's open this up to a full discussion. But it's okay for Pākehā businesses to feed into Pākehā parties. And, you know, but when Māori want to do it, you know, we don't. The other thing is you've got unions that are associate members to the Labour Party. They do the same thing, you know. And they work for organisations that are government funded, hospitals, you know, teachers, doctors, nurses, food and hospitality staff. Let's just get this. Let's get right down to the nitty gritty of this. And then when Māori want to do it, we have a conflict of interest. We need to be apolitical. You know, I'm sick of that rubbish, and it's time for us to step up. It's time for iwi to now start emptying their pockets and start becoming affiliated members to the party Māori to ensure that we continue this unapologetic, proud Māori voice in Parliament.
Tēnā, all the best on the hustings. I know you're working hard. There'll be 4 hours this weekend when you won't be politicking, though. Like the rest of us, you'll be glued to your TV, but... all the best out there. Do you know we've got an old queer rings up every week saying, "Has Rowdy been on? Has Rowdy been on?" I say, yes, Auntie June, he's been on this one.
I love our old people, and we do it for the dreams that they had to make that tomorrow a reality for them.
Good on you, Rowdy. Thanks, man. All the best out there. We'll talk again next week. Thank you. 603 Urban Māori Radio 823.